John, the 21st Century Learning Initiative is brimming with ideas and a whole kind of narrative around how we could make our schooling and education better for our children. But you've said it many times, you've given many, many lectures around the world, that people can come up to you at the end of lectures and ask for answers to immediate problems, which is kind of making me think, could you just share the wisest piece of advice you've been given?
Well, over a number of years, I think I'd pick up two pieces. And the first was literally, I think the first week or so, I was appointed a headmaster, and that was, golly, 40 more years ago. And a very old and very experienced headmaster said to me, and these were masters in those days, look, when the morning post comes in, divide it into two piles, the urgent and the important. And he said, put the urgent to one side, just deal with the important. About 4 o'clock in the afternoon, then turn to the pile marked urgent. He said, probably you'll find that at least half those things have disappeared because somebody else has worked them out. He said, whatever you do, don't exhaust yourself doing the putting out of fires when you should be doing the planning of the what is the proper process. And that was a lovely piece of advice. What is the difference between the important and the urgent? And remember, important is always what it means. It's more important. The second piece of advice was a conversation I had, I think it was the chairman of Marks and Spencer's years ago. I was talking about the early days of the initiative, it was then called Education 2000. And he said, I'll give you a piece of advice. He said, I've been chairman of this organization for a long time, many others. He said, I've always realized that if a company is driving itself to 100% capacity, it's going to fail. Because if everybody is flat out, they haven't got any energy left to think around what they're actually doing. And so they miss some of the obvious things. Some of the biggest companies in the country, in the world, have exhausted themselves, but they never got the energy to see what was the problem that they were trying to be overtaken by. And so if you put those two pieces of advice together, the urgent and the important, and never being too busy to think. Time and again, I've addressed all kinds of groups with that little phrase, too busy to think. Because if you are too busy to think, then the obvious misses you out. You go sailing off, and you go straight into a black hole of your own creation. So those two things, I think, are very important.